In a world that's always changing, staying informed is key. That's why you trust First News Now for your latest local news. When it comes to your finances, trust First United Bank for the solutions you need. Whether it's a checking account, home loan, savings goal, or business service, we're here to help you make smart financial decisions. This is Charlie Day, Market Manager at First United Bank, where our team always puts you first. Please stop by to see us today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 498-528.
Good Monday morning from Marion, Kentucky. Tragedy over the weekend in the community as a Crittenden County man died in a tractor accident on Saturday afternoon near Tulu on Kentucky 297. The Sheriff Evan Head tells me that the victim was 63-year-old Bruce Johnson, who was a well-known individual down in the Tulu community. Appears that he was bush hogging along the side of the road on the edge of a ditch banks, and the tractor turned over on him. Prayers to the family of Bruce Johnson and all those who are friends and love him. We got a nice shower over the weekend as well. Actually, a couple of them. A little more rain than I was expecting, to be honest with you. I had almost 2 inches, 1 3/4 inches in my gauge after the showers overnight Saturday and Sunday morning. So cooler weathers it has brought with it, and we're getting our first, taste of fall. And I enjoy it. I appreciate fall weather. I appreciate the seasons that we have here in West Kentucky. We're going to take a short break and hear from one of our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
Here at YTG Insurance, we take pride in our agency, our community, and you. As an independent agent, we offer choice, personal service, and we're local, right here in your neighborhood. From home and auto to life coverage, YTG Insurance has you protected. Got a farm or business? We can insure that too. We work with multiple carriers to find the best coverage at the best price, tailored to fit your financial needs. So why wait? Visit YTG Insurance on West Gum Street today, where trust, service, and community come first, and every policy comes with an agent.
Well, dogs were in the news late last week at the fiscal court meeting. Our county government meets the third Thursday of each month. And last Thursday, a woman from the New Salem area of the county, out in the western quadrant of the county, came to the fiscal court meeting to express her concern and some outrage about dogs running loose in her area. She says that she's had a donkey, a mama cow, killed by these dogs. A donkey and a cow, and then another attack on some other livestock, and says that they tried to they had an 88-year-old woman cornered at her mailbox there in the area as well. So, for ages, Crittenden County's leaders have responded to such issues with a note that existing state law provides for individuals' rights and people to protect themselves or their property. However, Sharon Kirk isn't buying that. She doesn't want to shoot the neighbor's dog. She wants the county to do something to force pet owners to be responsible, or she wants the county to forcefully remove the dog or dogs. It looks like the county may have some appetite for consideration of such an ordinance. We'll see, because for as long as I have covered county fiscal court meetings, county government, those in magisterial seats have been unwilling to tackle this issue for whatever reason. It's a fairly hot button issue, whether you're on the side of the dogs or the people who want protection from them, or just the debate over personal rights, either side of that. So it'd be interesting to watch. The fiscal court's going to have a meeting this coming Friday, or a committee meeting, not the entire fiscal court, but it'll be a committee to take a look at crafting an ordinance that may even have some broader ramifications for folks. So stay tuned to the Crittenden Press. We'll keep you up to date on what's going on with that. I'll give you a quick rundown of things that are coming up this week. Don't forget, leaf pickup is going to begin very soon. These leaves are starting to fall. And if you live inside the city of Marion, a wonderful service. They come and get them for you if you'll rake them to the curb. So check out your Crittenden Press. We'll have that schedule again in the paper this week. Tonight, Marion City Council will meet at City Hall at 5 p.m. And then down at 7, or down at Fredonia at 7 p.m., City Council will meet. Marion Crittenden County's 911 Board meets today at 3 p.m. at City Hall. Board of Education will meet tonight at 5:30 p.m. at Rocket Arena. Now, tomorrow morning, the Marion Tourism and Recreation Commission will convene for its regular monthly meeting, 8:30 a.m., that's Tuesday, at the Marion Welcome Center. 4-H Horse Club meets tomorrow at 5:30 after school at the Extension Office. Let's take another break and visit with one of our sponsors, and we will be back in just a moment with sports and an interview with a couple of our volleyball seniors. When your comfort's on the line, you don't want just anybody showing up at your door. You want neighbors you know and trust. That's why Hometown HVAC and Plumbing has you covered with two licensed technicians right here in Crittenden County. Whether it's heating, cooling, or plumbing, Hometown delivers expert service with a hometown touch. For trusted repairs and installation, call Hometown today at 270-388-0467. That's 270-388-0467. Hometown, where local service means everything. Well, we had a very small turnout for the Rocket football game down at Fort Campbell on Friday night, and it's a shame that folks didn't get to see that. It's really tough to get on the base, and we ran into some problems which may have affected the start of the football game itself. Difficult getting on Fort Campbell's military base. It's really it's a problem, but and that's a story for another day. But the Rocket football team came out very sluggish, off to a really slow start. Got behind 29-7 and then reeled off the program's biggest comeback in school history to win that football game, 42-31. Check out all the videos and highlights and stats. You can find them at rocketsfootball.com or click the sports button on the Crittenden Press online. The muzzleloader deer season and longer youth rifle hunt ended over the weekend, and a little better numbers in that youth hunt than we've seen the last few years. However, historically still very low. 67 was the take last time I looked. And the muzzleloader didn't show many harvested deer on the first day, only three. And we will be heading into all of these fall hunting seasons over the next few weeks. The rifle deer season for statewide hunters will be the second Saturday in November. Now, if venison in your gig, how about some barbecue? Let's hear from one of our sponsors.
Are you hungry for slow-cooked, fall-off-the-bone flavor? Stop by Marion Pit Barbecue, a local legend serving up mouth-watering barbecue for over 40 years. From juicy ribs and chicken to our famous pulled pork, Marion Pit Barbecue offers big portions and even bigger value 7 days a week. On Tuesday and Friday, try our loaded smoked potato, Wednesday and Saturday, hickory smoked ribs, and Thursday and Sunday, barbecue chickens. Marion Pit Barbecue, located on South Main Street in Marion. Come hungry, leave happy. Don't forget the sauce.
Hey, now we have a real treat for you. Going to visit with a couple of Lady Rocket volleyball players and hear about what's coming up this week in high school volleyball action. And a hint, it'll be right here in Marion, Kentucky. So I welcome Allie Yates and Lacey Boone, two Lady Rocket volleyball players who are this week getting ready to play, actually host the district tournament. Allie Yates is, what is your position, Allie?
I'm libero right now. I just play around the back row, wherever.
The libero, and what does the libero do?
The libero's job is to just pass the ball, you know, whether it's a serve or a attack, you're supposed to pass it, really.
Mm-hmm. And Lacey, what position do you play on the volleyball team?
I'm an outside hitter, so basically I just hit the ball over the net.
Mm-hmm. You're on the front line.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. And of course, your height is key to that, isn't it?
Yeah, I feel like I'm one of the taller ones.
Yeah. So, You girls have been on some really good volleyball teams the last few years. You're kind of here in the good old days, so to speak, of Lady Rocket volleyball. And I know coming in the season, you were predicted to be the best team in the region. You're selected number one in preseason, but hadn't quite gone that way. I know maybe a little disappointed, but still you've won the district for the you're number one going into the district tournament, and if you win this one, this will be seven district championships in a row. I don't think any other school program has ever done that. How have you girls pulled that off?
Go ahead. I think for the most part, I don't really know, honestly. We've just always kind of worked together to do it, I guess. I don't mm-hmm. really.
Mm-hmm. Lacey, what's your thoughts on that?
I feel like we just want it. Like, every year we want it. We go in confident, and we always play our best. I mean, I don't feel like it's going to be any different this year. Especially after our Caldwell game, I feel like we kind of clicked. So.
And the Caldwell game now, you're talking about the most recent Caldwell game?
Yes.
Yeah, of course, you lost that one, but something clicked anyway, right?
Yeah, we lost by 2 points in the fifth set. We were close.
Yeah.
So if we see him again, I feel like we'll have it.
Yeah, and that's a short. When you get into the fifth set, that's the tiebreaker, and it's shorter too, isn't it?
It only goes to 15 points.
Yeah, and you have to win by two, right? I mean, that's like in tennis. A lot of people know tennis. You go into this district tournament. Your record this year, 7-14. Again, not quite what it's been in years past, but you're 4-0 in the district. You girls have just dominated this district. Allie, what do you have to do in order to win the district tournament again this time for the seventh straight year?
I don't really think we're going to have much of a problem winning. I just think the problem's going to be, like, finishing it, because we always just kind of play around. Like, we never really completely focus. And I think if we can just focus, we can just get it over with and move on to regionals.
Mm-hmm. And Lacey, what's it going to take for this team to get back into the regional championship like you did last year?
I feel like this entire season we've had like pretty much a set rotation, and we just swapped everything around. There's people playing in different spots. I feel like we finally settled in, and after districts, I feel like we'll be with everybody else, and I feel like we just really need to focus, like Allie said, and I feel like since we're all kind of ready now, and we've seen everybody play, I feel like we can get a few wins at least.
Mm-hmm. So, Allie, looking at the statistics from this season, you lead the team in digs. You are averaging about 3.5 digs a game. Explain to our listeners who may not really understand a whole lot about volleyball statistics. What is a dig? What is a dig?
So a dig is, a lot of people just think it's when you pass the ball just from any person that hits it over the net. But really, a dig is whenever somebody on the other side attacks it and swings at you, and you're able to get it up and make a play off of it.
And then Lacey, this one's for you. Now, one of the, you know, you can't even write this word, I don't think, on the internet is Akil. you know, it's kind of a hostile word, if you will. But you lead the team in kills. You share that honor. 99, almost 100, share that honor with Braylon Merrill here after the regular season. And explain to us exactly what Akil is.
Akil, okay, when you're in the front row, your main object is basically to get the ball over the net and put it where the other team can't get it up. So Akil is when it either hits the ground first or the other team doesn't get it up after the first pass, after you send it over, and that's what Akil is. Mm-hmm. So, like, if I hit the ball and hit the ground, that's Akil.
So we've got Allie, who sets the ball up for the girls on the front who want to kill.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Yeah. We don't want to kill them in realistic terms, but we do want to kill them with a spike, right?
Yes.
Yes. So, again, as we begin this postseason play at Rocket Arena, it's great to be at home, I'm sure. It'll start with you, Lacey, on this one, and just describe what you think has got this team to the point it's at now with the chemistry, and you know, where does that chemistry come from?
A lot of us over the years have played travel ball together. Like, I know me and Lila played together last year. Hadley and I played together. But even the ones that haven't played, we're always at school together. We're always there during the summer together. We went and watched a ball game yesterday together as a team. We're just always together, and I feel like we understand one another. Like, we understand what's going on in each other's lives. I feel like we're always there for each other. And we understand what's going on the court, too. Like, we know our strengths and weaknesses. And I feel like we understand who plays what part. And we're all just kind of – I feel like we're all kind of together this season.
Allie, how important is communication out on the volleyball? You know, communication is important in all sports, but why is it so important in volleyball?
I think communication is probably the most important in volleyball, because if one person messes something up, then the rest of the play is ruined. Because, for example, if I can't pass the ball up, then we're not going to get a kill off of it, which is the main point. And so a lot of the season, I think what our issue is we're not communicating like we should. And so, and that's not just one person, that's the whole team. We're not, like, working together like we need to. And so I think, especially this week and this next week coming up on regionals, if we all can just communicate like we know we can, and with the new lineup that we have, I think if we can just talk to each other and know what we're all doing, I think it'll work out really good.
What lineup changes have been made over the last week or two that's making a difference?
Maddie Harold has been libero for the past couple weeks, and now she's setting, and now I'm libero. So that's the main change, and I think Braylon is outside.
Okay, well, good luck to you girls going into postseason play this week again at Rocket Arena Tuesday night. The opening round game will be played between Trigg County and Livingston County. And then whoever wins that, you girls will take on in the nightcap, same night, Tuesday night, there at Rocket Arena. So that game will start, what, around 7 o'clock, 7:30 or something like that?
Yes, yeah. Trigg and Livingston start at 6, so just as soon as they finish is when we'll play. Yeah, they get a 10-minute break, I think, and then we jump right in.
Who do you think is going to win that first game?
I think Livingston will probably win. I mean, Livingston took a set from us for the first time in 9 or 10 years, which,
yeah,
we were off that night, so I think we're still going to win, but I think Livingston, they've got a new coach and they've really grown a lot, so I think
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you girls hadn't lost a set in a match against district opponents in how many years? Was it
too many?
Yeah, it's a lot. Yeah. That's an incredible streak. And again, just probably the only program in school history that I have known of that's been able to pull off six straight district championships, and of course going for number 7 Tuesday night. Hope everybody comes out and checks all you girls out at Rocket Arena. So good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, that's a wrap on this morning's program. We'll talk to you a little later in the week. This has been Chris Evans reporting for the Crittenden Press.